education. I've been listening to a ton of audiobooks. I listen to Brian Tracy a lot. I love Brian Tracy. If you're not familiar with him, he's an international keynote speaker. He's an international consultant, does a ton of work all over the world for like 40 countries, 200 million copies of books sold. Just amazing guy. But, you know, a lot of what Brian Tracy talks about is basically being a lifelong learner. And a quick story about education. When I was in high school and college, I mean, full disclosure, you know, I spark noted a ton of stuff, primarily just because I had a really hard time reading comprehension. And, you know, looking back at it now, it's like, gosh, I wish I would have read all those books. But what my high school and college education really did is it gave me the intelligence to know that when it matters, when it counts, you know, it all counts, but after you graduate, that's when the real education happens. And I'm so grateful to, you know, high school, elementary school, especially St. Mary's College, about how they groomed me, and, you know, in terms of just all of us, how our education, you know, at the time we may not understand why we're learning algebra or why we're learning this or why we're reading these great books by these people, but really what education is about is it's setting us up for the real world. And in the real world, you really have to continuously learn and grow. It's one of those things where Brian Tracy talks about the most successful people, call it the 1%, the 10%, whatever you want to call it, but the most successful people take in 2 to 3 hours of content every single day, 2 to 3 hours of valuable information. You know, that's not necessarily Facebook or any stuff like that, but, you know, maybe that's audiobooks, maybe that's books that you're actually reading, maybe it's Wall Street Journal, articles, maybe it's stuff that your mentors give you to listen to or read, but they're taking in 2 to 3 hours every single day of valuable content. And that's what Brian talks about. And I mean, you know, I've totally just concentrated and focused on, you know, that and making that a huge goal. And, you know, one of the things is having those daily habits with education. But while we're on the education topic, I mean, it's lifelong learning. It's learning about, you know, whether it's whatever you want to be an expert in, but focus and concentrate your energy on learning so that you can give more value. And this comes back to another Tony Robbins piece. Tony Robbins talks a lot about giving massive, massive value. The more value you're able to give to somebody, the more you're worth. And it's as simple as that. You know, the more you know and the more you're able to give. And, you know, I'm so grateful for education in the sense of reading and what it did to be able to help me understand that, you know, maybe, yeah, I didn't read a whole lot. I spark noted a lot of stuff. I should have, you know, read, you know, cover to cover. And it's hard, you know, you're doing a lot of stuff as you're growing up as a kid and you're getting pulled in a million directions to do fun this and do this and do that. But, you know, what it does teach you is the importance of education. And it's up to you once you graduate college or high school or whatever education space you're in to recognize and be aware how important education can be. You know, like for example, today, another thing about Brian Tracy is he talks about taking those 2 to 3 hours of information every day, but also find any and every opportunity for training. And so what I was going to say is today I actually met with a lady that is a marketing coach, and I didn't even know that this was coming out of the meeting, but it turns out she trained me on some very, very valuable sales process, and she calls it an education process in terms of, you know, if you're in sales, it's really you're just educating somebody on whatever the topic is and making sure that they have everything that they need in order to, you know, handle a pain point of theirs. So education, so important. It's, I mean, you know, education is really the heart and soul of your progress, and that's what life's about, is continuously progressing forward. So really grateful to so many great educators that I've had in my life, and really just grateful for education as a whole. Not necessarily exactly the facts and figures I learned, but how it groomed and molded my mind to understand the importance of lifelong learning. So with that, I would continue to encourage you to continuously take in valuable content. And more importantly, if you know this speaks to you, but you're still kind of like, I don't really know, I'm not quite sure, I would really encourage you to find 2 to 3 valuable mentors that you have in your life. Because at some of the darkest times of my life, some of the times where I've been lost or just not even knowing what I'm doing, mentors have always been the most important piece that help keep pushing you forward. Family, you know, they provide the love and the support, but mentors are kind of like a third party, somebody that's invested in you, but wants the best for you, but also doesn't have that emotional attachment and can think much clearer. So that's the final note I'd leave on education. Lifelong learning, continue to take in valuable content to become an expert in your field, and most importantly, have mentors. Take good care.